This is Community Conversation. I'm Dale Gartner, and we're going to be talking about a great fundraiser for the Illinois Humane Society, and I got a great amount of people here in the studio to tell us all about it. First off, I'd like to welcome the Executive Director of the Humane Society, Marcy Cornell. Marcy, so good to have you with us once again.
Good to be here, Dale. Good to see you.
Good to see you, too. And also, we have Sasha Wilkinson here, and Sasha, it's so good to see you again. Thanks for coming.
Always a pleasure. Thanks, Dale.
And we also have in the studio here Becky Nichols, who is with the Humane Society as well and going to be telling us a little bit more about the event that's coming up too. So, Becky, welcome.
Thank you for having me.
All right. We're going to be talking about the Wagapalooza. I want to make sure I said that right, Marcy.
That's correct.
Yes. That the Humane Society is going to be having. That's going to be coming up when?
May 10th, Wagapalooza, the big puppy party.
Yes. All right. And this is a fundraiser for the Humane Society, right?
It is.
Yeah.
It is. Every year we would do the Walk and Wag. And the last few years we participated in First Friday, Downtown Dog Days. We'll still be doing that, but we moved our Walk and Wag. We switched our Walk and Wag to Wagapalooza, rebranded, a whole new event, and we're back at Adrian College this year, May 10th.
Okay, and that's going to be at the track and field once again?
It is.
Okay. Time-wise for the event is?
10 a.m. to 2 p.m.
Okay, very good. Marcy, you know, why the need to have this fundraiser?
Well, Dale, you know, we get phone calls every day of people who found animals, can't keep their animals. Lots of intakes. Lots of people wanting us to take in animals, animals coming off the streets, lots of stray cats. And in order to take care of all of that, we have to do something.
Yeah.
And we don't get federal dollars or state dollars or local county dollars. All of our income comes from the community and fundraising events and grants. So that's what we do.
And that's the reason for having this.
It is.
All right.
And it helps us save more lives.
There you go. And you do such awesome things down there at the Humane Society that, you know, if it wasn't for the Humane Society, I think we would be up a creek.
Absolutely. Know? Thank you for saying that, because that's real. Our staff work really hard, and they're really passionate about what they do, and I'm pretty proud of them.
Yeah, you should be, because you're doing some awesome work down there, and you know, and the care, and also you know the with all the different services that you provide at the Humane Society. So let's talk about. We know the reason now, Becky. Now tell us about what's going to be going on at Wagapalooza.
There is so many things that are going to be happening at this event. Food trucks, contests, games, prizes to win. We are going to have a doggy delure course going on with the animals that you can have your dog run through. We will have bounce house, dunk tank, all sorts of things.
Cool. And you know, who can attend? Who can come to the event then, Becky?
Absolutely everybody. Whether you have a dog or not, you are welcome at this event. There is going to be something for you there.
Now, is there admission to the actual event itself, Becky?
$15 to attend.
Okay.
If you are how old?
15.
15 and under, you do get in for free. So kids for free. So bring the family and have a great time.
That's right. And especially, you know, from 10 to 2. Mm-hmm. That's a great time frame there.
Yes.
And to be able to, you know, no matter what schedule you may have, right,
mm-hmm.
Becky?
Many families have sports events that go on all morning, but now you have the opportunity to attend in the afternoon.
That's right. And, you know, this is a great way to be able to show your support for the Humane Society, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. So, I mean, with some of the things that, you know, name some of the other contests that you're going to be having.
So, our contests are going to be so much fun. We have the fastest sitter contest, the best trick contest. We're going to have three separate costume contests, funniest, best homemade, and cutest. And if you don't have a costume for your dog for the contest, you can actually purchase one at the Humane Society prior to the event or at Wagapalooza.
No kidding!
And we're also going to have a pie eating contest for owners and dogs.
Oh, yeah. I was going to say maybe for the owners, but for the dogs too, huh?
Yes.
I think that's a favorite.
That is a crowd favorite.
Yeah, crowd favorite too. Yeah. And yes, along with that, some games that will be happening too?
Some different games. The dunk tank will be happening. I'm drawing a blank.
Yeah, okay.
So,
Go ahead, Sasha.
One of the things that I'm super excited about, we're currently doing a paw print painting workshop. We're going to have a version of that at Wagapalooza. So your dog can actually create a piece of art with you. So several different like make and take booths. So lots of activities, lots of games. It's going to be fun.
Yeah, absolutely. So, I mean, this is going to be a lot of fun. And like you said, the entire family, this is a family-friendly event.
It is. It's not just dog-oriented or animal-oriented. So a lot of our vendors are doing things other than animal services. We have the Cookie Coop, Big Mama's Bakery, going to be there, some coffee stands. Our food trucks are going to be Major Munchies. I don't know if you follow them. They are delicious.
Yes, they are.
And Frozen Paradise from Blissfield. So we're going to have a lot of variety there.
Oh, it sounds good.
It's going to be amazing.
Yeah, it is. It sounds like it's going to be fantastic. You know, and you mentioned about the vendors. Is there still time for people to
absolutely
participate in that regards?
Yes, you get a free vendor booth this year. So the deadline is May 3rd to sign up. And all you have to do is go to our website, www.lenhumanesoc.org. Go to our events page and you can sign up right there.
How about sponsorship?
That's actually ending today.
Oh, okay. All right.
But there is other opportunities for other events coming up, so don't get discouraged. You can still contact me and we can make something happen.
There you go. All right. Marcy?
The thing about sponsorships is we have a really good package for our sponsors because at the Lunaway Humane Society, we're not just a person with their hand out. What are we going to give you in return? So all of our sponsorships have a really good advertisement package where we can advertise your logo, your organization, or your business in lots of different places at lots of different levels, depending on the level of sponsorship. And so it's a really good deal for many businesses to get the word out. We have tons of followers.
Yeah, well, that's great.
On our social media and on our website.
Yeah, yeah. And that's awesome, too. To be held that amount of people to follow you, Marcy.
Yep.
Yeah, for the Humane Society. Now, leading up to the event, though, of course, the event's going to be once again May 10th, 10 to 2 at the Eatery and College Track and Field. But, Sasha, I understand there's a crowdfunding event that will lead up to this?
Yeah, Dale. So there are ways to get involved before the event even happens. So whether you can't attend or you want to make an even bigger impact, you can start crowdfunding before the event. So like Becky was saying, go to that website, lenhumanesoc.org, under the events tab. You can customize your own fundraising page for free and then compete again for prizes. So there's different prizes like LHS swag. You can get tickets to our signature fundraiser. Check it out. It's really cool. And all you have to do is literally help raise money for our shelter pets. But our staff members are competing as well.
Oh, cool.
And in order to help promote the crowdfunding, they're participating in the contest themselves. So follow our Facebook page if you haven't, and you can kind of see us as we amp up for the event. It's super exciting.
This is really exciting stuff, Marcy.
Yeah. Yeah, our staff are in a separate competition, different from the public.
Yeah.
So they're encouraging the public to join their own competition. But our staff are working for prizes, you know, like a day off and lunch and that kind of fun stuff.
Yeah.
So they won't be competing with the other prizes that the community can earn.
Okay. Well, and that makes sense, too. You know, so that this is something that, like you said, Sasha, that if they can't come or they want to, you make more of an impact, this is going to be a way to do it.
That's right. And like I mentioned, there's a ton of ways to get people amped up and to get them to vote for you, to donate to you. And then all of those proceeds come right back to our shelter pets, which is who we're doing this for.
Yeah, exactly. And the thing is, like you mentioned at the beginning of the program, Marcy, is the fact that you do not get federal, state, or, you know, even county money. This is all driven by the residents and making the donations to the Illinois Humane Society.
Absolutely. We're a community-minded, private nonprofit. So we don't have any of those fundings coming in. A lot of people think that their tax dollars pay us, and that would be really nice.
If
we would appreciate
yes,
that.
Yeah.
But that's not our reality. Instead, it's all of the staff and board members and our volunteers working hard together, and then all of our supporters who donate their time, their treasures, and their talent.
Once again, this is the Wagapalooza, and that's going to be on May 10th, 10 till 2 at the Eadring College Track and Field. And Becky, once again, that they can go to the website to, you know, find out more information?
Correct.
Okay, and the website is?
LenHumaneSOC.org.
Excellent. All right. Becky Nichols, thank you so much. We covered everything that we didn't miss anything. As far as you know,
we did.
We covered everything. Great. So Becky and Marcy Cornell and Sasha Wilkinson, thank you so much for coming on the program. This is going to be an awesome event.
We can't wait.
Yeah, we're can't excited. Wait. Yes, absolutely.
Thank you, Dale.
Thank you. This has been Community Conversation. I'm Dale Gartner, and we'll talk again soon.